Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Rap Band and Adult Activities are focused this morning. The spring plant sale is coming up. That is always a big time, and we've got lots to talk about. Alexis Fox is here, and Raven Neal, both from Rap Band and Adult Activities. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for getting up and coming in this morning.
Good morning, Ted. Happy spring.
Yes, right. It is the first day of spring today.
Yeah, very exciting.
So, when it's the first day of spring, this what a great time to have you both in here to talk this morning about the spring plant sale. It's here. It's coming up.
It's coming up at the end of the month. The last day of the month is our opening day. So, March 31st, we will be open at our 750 Kings Highway location. And we have been working hard getting everything planted.
Yes.
So,
how does one get ready for a plant sale of this magnitude?
Months in advance.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. Before the last plant sale even finishes, you know, we're writing down lists of things that people wanted. You know, that's, we get a lot of recycling. So we pretty much, as soon as the door is shut, we're washing and planting gardens and, you know.
We're preparing for spring in early January.
Right, and that's the thing. You start making, I guess, lists, or probably even before January, of knowing what you want.
Exactly.
Yep, knowing what we want, we do the ordering. You know, typically by the end of August, then we have ordered our seeds and everything we're going to grow. And it takes a lot, but we have a big team of happy people who love to help. So
the end of August.
End of August. By then, we know exactly kind of what we're planting, and you know.
With shortages that with so many things, have seeds been a problem to get, or is that one thing that we can count on?
Okay, so we have not had a problem getting any seeds. I don't know about like at the stores or
yeah.
When I go out shopping, I see them because I love plants, so I can't help but walk by a seed.
Well, of course, of course.
Yeah, and the master gardeners here are so great, and they have such a great community, so they bring us all sorts of things from their gardens at the end of the season. You know, like, they'll be like, oh, we grew these, would you like some seeds? You know, we get a lot of that from the community, and you know, they have the big seed swap in January, so, you know, we go there and get a few things.
Pick up a few things. What's the main stuff this year? Is it the main stuff usually what we usually see?
So, you know, a lot of herbs, a lot of veggies. We think that, you know, with everything going up, maybe there will be more of an interest in growing your own food. And especially for us, that's such a tool for teaching. You know, it's we plant the plants and then we can spend our days when we're not out in the community making awesome recipes out of our gardens. Mm-hmm. So that's just a fun activity for us. So we always like those. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely focusing a lot on veggies and herbs this year. And I know myself, I have started my own vegetable garden since working with RAI. And so very excited about it.
I'm sure you'd almost have to.
If you didn't. Yes. Yes.
You'd be asking, how's your garden growing? And you go, you know, no, I don't have one.
No, I haven't started anything. Nothing's been planted yet. Still too cold, like this morning, you know, 20 degrees.
Right.
But I have everything planned out. I know already what I'm going to buy. I'll be the first customer. So very excited to get it started.
Well, and just like Alexis, just the fact that with the inflation and what things cost, you do have to think the people this year are going to take a second look and think about, hey, maybe I go and get some of these things.
Oh, yeah. You know, go in the grocery store and you see the price of tomatoes and everything has risen. And then knowing that I could just go into my own backyard and pick my own that I grew, it's something I like to do.
Speaking of tomatoes,
how many
you usually have a whole bunch of different varieties of tomatoes.
We still have a whole bunch of different varieties of tomatoes. I'm a fan of the heirlooms. Then there are, you know, it's been such a long-standing sale that there are people who expect, you know, like, oh, you're going to have the Cherokee Purples and the Big Boys and the celebrities. So I have a running list of what is popular that we need to have seed for. And and you can't get a lot of them, you know, at other stores.
How's everything look in the greenhouse?
We were a little behind in planting, but everything's looking pretty good. And our sale is running through April, so it should be that everything will be kind of ready in batches. That's one of the hardest parts, is to have everything ready.
Because in some way, you don't want everything all... You don't want the sale to be over with by the second or third of April.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we're starting a little earlier just because the weather's been warm. But our frost date doesn't change. So the frost date's still, you know, mid-April. All of our stuff will be ready for sale by mid-April. We're just starting a little early because it seems like as soon as it gets warm, that's when people want to plant. And it seems like the second it gets too hot, everybody's done with their planting. So finding that balance can be tricky.
Well, and by the end of the week, it's supposed to finally warm up again.
Yes, very excited.
And I'm sure that will
That'll
get people thinking more about these kinds of things.
I know for myself, as soon as it is warm outside, I am ready to go. So I am excited that it is starting earlier.
So Raven, does that mean this weekend you maybe start?
Oh, I will absolutely be outside
planting,
doing things in the garden. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And Alexis, I can't imagine that you haven't planted something.
Oh, I'm always planting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There's always fun stuff going on in random rooms of my house.
Yes.
The sale is 750 Kings Highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as you go towards King George, it's from the Chatham Bridge. It's about a mile and a half or something
like that.
Not far.
From 750 Kings Highway, once the sale gets going, Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 9 to noon.
9 to noon,
And it's Rappahannock Adult Activities. We'll talk about what happens at Rappahannock Adult Activities and more about the sale and about the Spring Garden Party with Alexis Fox and Raven Neal. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EB Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schuman.
Raven Neal, Alexis Fox here this morning from Rappahannock Adult Activities. The spring plant sale starts on March the 31st. Everybody excited? All the guys with Rappahannock Adult Activities, they've got to be just, I mean, I know that they live for this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're, I have a few who, when the plant sale happens, they want to be out there all the time. And then it's funny, it's a different group who kind of wants to plant. So everybody has their own piece. They know, you know, kind of based off of our routines in the past, who gets to be ready to be doing what.
Mm-hmm.
They're all excited.
I have not been over there yet and hope to real soon, but it's so exciting of how, and you all do such a great job of just incorporating and really teaching them what things are and why they're done.
That's really our purpose. It's not so much about having the big sale. It's about the activities, the community engagement, the things we can teach them. You know, nobody loves having a job more than the guys. Like, you give them a task, mm-hmm. and, you know, they don't want to call out sick.
They don't complain. They work hard the entire time, and they really enjoy it. And it is so joyful for us to be able to see them enjoying it and working hard and then accomplishing something and seeing all that the work they put in actually come to fruition with something. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You guys do just such a great job of just having fun with them. For those that aren't, Rappahannock Adult Activities, it's a day support program for adults with intellectual disabilities, and you do such a great job of just not saying, you know, just plant this. There really is an education.
Yes.
You get them to, they really know and will tell me what things are and what they're doing.
Yeah, you can tell that they take a lot of pride in what they do, and us just being able to help connect them with those different types of activities. I mean, that's why we do what we do, just to being able to see them enjoy something, get their hands dirty, work hard. It's a really great thing that we're able to be a part of.
And what you really see with them, just everyone just like anybody, everyone has such a distinct personality, and,
yes.
and some don't like to get their hands dirty.
No.
They'll tell you that.
Yeah, but then they will be the ones that will like to put the labels on pots mm-hmm. or do some watering. You know, we find things that they want to do that they can accomplish.
And that's the great thing about this program, mm-hmm. that you're able to, it's more than just, this is a place for people to go.
Yes.
This is a place where people can go, and it's a community.
Yes.
They've got friends. They you work them.
Yeah.
Alexis works.
Yes, she does.
Alexis
yes, she
works.
Does.
Works them.
And you know, they learn a lot about teamwork. Most of them really didn't have the opportunity to learn about like projects like in school. You know, things changed a little bit for them, but mm-hmm. This is their first time really working as part of a team, and that is so awesome to watch, because you know they'll name their little groups. Like mm-hmm. last week we were planting and a couple decided that they were a team and their team name was football team. And then, you know, were the MVPs because they sure did the most trays that day of seeds. So, you know, it's all about teamwork and having a good time, and we do get to laugh and sing silly songs. Everybody kind of has their own jam. So, like, if you're watering, I'll put on whatever you like. You like uh-huh. Elvis? All right, we are water dancing to Elvis. Uh-huh. And then, you know, we have the jokesters who we were planting last week some stuff, and every time somebody would scoop the dirt into the cup, next dirt was on my head. You know, And then that person wanted to water, and I was like, not today, sir. Are you dirty? I don't want to be wet and dirty.
And that's when you've taken me around before, when you're watering or you're planting or doing different things, everybody's got different skills and interests,
yep.
and they show them.
Yep.
And it's our job to kind of find who would do best where and what makes them happiest, and we have a team of people that do that, so it's a lot of fun.
Now it always to me to see it up close and to see all of your just commitment to all of this is just great, because you have such a great relationship with everybody, and you know what to expect.
Yeah.
Or what they'll even, you'll say, don't ask so and so about that, because this is what you're gonna get.
Yes. We're very fortunate to have been able to build relationships with the people that we support throughout the years. And so knowing them and knowing, you know, the things that they like to do, you know, we don't want to put them in a situation where they're going to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to do our best that we can to make sure that we are giving them activities that they will not only enjoy, but be successful at as well.
Well, and I say to you guys, every time we have this conversation, we're so lucky to have Rappahannock adult activities in the community for a whole lot of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
But as we talk about, this is like for them like going to a job.
Yes.
Yeah.
And being able to do something every day, and for the families themselves, mm-hmm. this is a great to be able to be part of this. You just wish it could be bigger.
Absolutely. And I think often of how detrimental it would be to the community if this program wasn't available. You know, a lot of them would just be sitting in their house 24/7 if they didn't have, you know, a place to go during the day. So it's heartwarming to know that, you know, we are making a difference not only in their lives, but their family lives as well.
And I know the pandemic was tough on them. It was tough on you guys.
It was terrible. Yeah. It was terrible. Yeah, it was very challenging. You know, we closed our doors for 3 months, and that was very, very difficult. But we are on the upswing of getting everybody back who was with us beforehand. And it's been a long road, but we're hoping, you know, that we'll be back to normal soon.
And, of course, Alexis, the pandemic hit right at the start of the plant sale.
It did.
And so, I mean, I remember you and I doing video. They were the most awkward videos, because we stood there trying to figure out, do we put a mask on or do we not put a mask on?
Do we need to be 6 feet apart?
And
that was when everything was still shut down, and we just moved the plant sale online, which was amazing for us that year.
Yeah.
Now that our programming is back, and we're still not up to capacity with all of our staff, so if you're looking for employment, you know,
hey,
go to recsb.org. And we still haven't been able to bring back all of our individuals that were with us before the pandemic. So that's our goal. So we're not doing completely online this year like we did during that year. So we will have a veggie garden to go and a flower garden to go that you can go online and purchase.
Okay.
And then pick up at 7:50.
I'm very excited about that. I think that the veggie garden to go and the flower garden to go is a great place for a beginner to start. Just kind of have that variety of vegetables in one pack. It's, you know, pretty easy breezy. Don't have, if you don't know much about gardening, don't know much about vegetables, that's a great place to start.
Interesting. So it's already, it's there for you, and that's mm-hmm. you get it to go.
Yep.
So what a great idea.
You can order it online and we'll bring it out to you, or you can come up and tell us your name and we'll give you your garden to go that you already ordered. And then if you have any questions, one of the my favorite thing about our sale is that when we're open for sales, the master gardeners are there. So there's always a master gardener sitting there with information on how to plant. If you have questions, you know, they live and breathe plants. They truly enjoy it.
Yeah.
So it's the place to go if you have questions about what you want to plant. If you had, you know, tomato problems last year or something didn't work out, the people to ask are at our sale.
Yeah.
The master gardeners are terrific.
They're amazing.
And I know that they really help. They do so much in the community itself, but I know also to help you guys out.
Yeah, I look forward to them coming. Like, I get excited about, you know, like, they're our friends. So I'm like, when we don't see them for a while. And it had been a long stretch. This year felt longer than other years, mm-hmm. just with other stuff going on. So they have been back and helping us plant and get things ready. And we just enjoy it. We enjoy them. They're great.
So the growing is I know it takes place at 750 Kings Highway, and I know that in Caroline you grow. So are those the two spots where generally most of the plants are that you grow or
where we're
there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we have a greenhouse two greenhouses in Kings Highway, and then one greenhouse in Caroline. We are extremely fortunate to have three greenhouses, and yes, those are the places that we do most of our growing.
I can't wait to come out and just to walk around the greenhouses mm-hmm.
It's
especially this time of year.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful in there with all the flowers. I'm so fortunate to be able to go in there anytime during the day.
I guess you all, Raven, especially for you, I mean, I'm sure you pick up a lot of gardening tips that you can take home and
absolutely.
And use.
With the master gardeners walking around, if I have any questions about anything, they are a wealth of knowledge. And just being around the program, I have learned so much. You know, about 5 years ago, I would have no idea. And now I am so excited to get started. So
yeah,
it really has been great for me.
Well, the plant sale again starts on the 31st. Mm-hmm. That's always a big day.
Yes.
It's always a busy day.
Yes. Yes.
And so I'm guessing that usually you start on Friday. It's the 31st. I didn't even look at a calendar. Is it 31st to Friday?
It's a Friday.
Yep.
So you start that on a Friday. And then Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. Saturday, 9 to 12.
Yep.
And busy, busy time. Don't wait on some of this stuff, too. Because although you do try to, like you said, stagger it.
It's staggered. So, you know, and it just depends on if you have space in your home. Like if you're worried there's going to be a frost, and you have a garage, you can put some plants until the last day. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. You said, but
people would come back numerous times. We're okay with that.
Right.
That's fine.
That's, yeah.
We'll be there.
You can just roam around and see. And sometimes some of this, you come when it's not as busy, you can ask. There's more time to ask questions.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And find out more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is 10 to 4, 9 to 12 is on Saturdays. We'll get into the garden party when we come back. But no, this is really an exciting time. Also, your Facebook page has great information, too, if someone's looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are posting a lot of things on Facebook. So if anybody has any questions, needs reminders about the times, the dates that we're open, it will be there. So please check our Facebook out.
750 Kings Highway, also RAAIHORT.org. The website too. We'll come back too. We thought you mentioned you were mentioning Raven just about there that there are opportunities if someone's looking for employment, and we'll get into that and talk about the garden party and the spring plant sale at Rappahannock Adult Activities. Raven Neal, Alexis Fox here. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now coming up on 8:29.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shue.
Rappahannock Adult Activities are focused this morning. They work with adults with intellectual disabilities, and the spring plant sales begins on March 31st, and we'll get more into that with Alexis Fox and Raven Neal from Rappahannock Adult Activities. I didn't ask you, Raven. I can't. You've been here before, but how long have you been with Rappahannock Adult Activities?
Almost 9 years now.
Almost 9 years?
Yes. I started back in 2014. I started as a very low position. We actually don't even have that position anymore. And I worked my way up to being the assistant coordinator, and I absolutely love it. I can't imagine doing anything else. I'm here to stay. So,
well, that is great. Just, and like I said, just because it would to go there, just as when I just stop by and do things, just the commitment you all have.
Yes.
To those people, to the people and the families involved with the program, it's just very heartening to see.
Yeah.
And to see just how all the participants just love it.
Oh yeah, and that's why, you know, we all continue to show up day after day, is just the good work that we get to do, and just, you know, helping them do things that they like to do and finding new things that they like to do. So That's why we do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the plants, or you were to say something, Alexis.
Yeah, it's a very positive work environment. Yes. Like, I think we're lucky in ways that so many other people aren't, because our coworkers, we're all on the same team. And whether that is with each other, you know, like, we're all just cheerleaders for each other and for the guys. So it is a great place to work and a great place to get to spend your days.
Yes, absolutely. So we all feel very fortunate. You know, the DSP position, it was absolutely my favorite position of a job I've ever had. It was amazing. And I always encourage people, you know, who are looking for something different to do, to apply with us and try it out. You might, you know, I didn't know that this was what I wanted to do until I started doing it. And it is so much fun getting to take the guys out into the community every day, seeing them make relationships with community members, having those relationships that they might not have ever had before. And so it's a joy. And speaking of, we have full-time and part-time positions available. If anybody is interested in applying, you can go to the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board website and apply there.
Yeah, and a lot of our other programs are also in need.
Yes.
So not just ours, but, you know, our residential group homes. I did residential group work for 9 years, and that was maybe one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because being at home with people, you know, it's just relaxed and comfortable, and all of the joys that come from, you know, game night after dinner and eating dinner with people. Like, it's a great place to be.
All the time I've known you, Alexis, I did not know that. That explains a few things. Why you really are, you're more than just a plants person.
Oh, she's much, much more than that.
There are more.
Oh, yeah.
There are peels of this onion to come off.
I did residential, and then I did, I was an employment counselor for people. So
it all becomes.
We can give this person this task and watch him be successful. Yeah.
That does explain a few things. Because I've always plants. Because you know your plants, and we're going to pick your brain about planting things in just a second. But that does explain why you just can so seamlessly work with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And why you're so good at it. I mean, the guys in the program just really they learn and are challenged, and that explains it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so just what Rappahannock Community Services Board is where you can find an application.
Correct.
Raven,
yes.
And get the ball rolling.
Yep, absolutely. And if you need any help with any of the process, you can always reach out to us on Facebook, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to help out.
Well, it's been so difficult to get people into some positions these days. And I know you guys have really, you and many others have really, really felt it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we have. We feel that we're turning a corner. So we've been positive throughout this entire thing, knowing that the right people will find us and come to us and, you know, reaching out and doing different job fairs and different things to try to get the word out that we are here and we are hiring.
Well, and you two are great ambassadors for the program, and like you say, you may not think this is you may never even thought of this.
Yes.
as a career.
Yes.
But it's available.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So again, go to the Rappahannock Community Services Board website and find out information about openings and things like that.
Correct.
Yep. So Alexis, Raven and I now we're going to sit over on the side and let
All
you
right.
teach us a little bit. When do I start thinking about putting some things, I guess certain things I could have already planted by now.
So right now, until our frost date, you know, you can plant cool weather things. So your broccoli, your cauliflower, Brussels sprouts do well this time of year. Kale, salad mixes, you know, those are your more cool weather kind of veggies that you do early spring and fall. So those are great to put in right now. And then our frost date is typically mid-April.
Okay.
And it's free-for-all then. Anything you want to put in should do well.
Should I be putting some things, can I be putting some things in just in containers in the house right now?
And if you wanted, yes. I mean, if your house is warm and you get, appropriate light.
Yeah.
And even if you start buying plants like on the day we open, if you put it in the garage at night or inside in the evening, it should do okay. And then in the ground mid-April.
It seems like, and especially because we had no snow this year, but it just seems drier right now than it should
dry.
Be.
We didn't have snow, so I've already seen more bugs than I normally would this time of year.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, the greenhouses don't really get cold because we heat them. But
yeah.
I've seen some where I'm like, oh, it's a little early for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So might be a buggy year, but hopefully it's a great gardening year.
So I guess, I mean, it's always great to either look through seed catalogs or just even to go into places that have seeds.
Yeah.
And just start looking at things.
Oh, seed catalogs. I love when they start showing up.
Of course you do.
Drinking coffee and, you know, sitting in a book with my seed catalogs. The planning phase is so much fun, you know. And our guys are included with our planning. So sometimes I wish some of the seed catalogs and things didn't come in our mailbox because they'll pick out these, like, rare orchids that I'm not even sure are – actual plants out of books, and they'll be like, this, we're growing this. Or one of our guys wants this cactus that I think he saw in a Western, and he is convinced that we can grow this cactus. And I'm like, I don't actually think it exists. but he wants that cactus. We're going to grow it.
Okay.
We're going to grow a cactus for him. It's already growing, so fingers crossed it turns out how he wants. But yeah. He saw it in a movie, and that's what we should be selling. So the guys all have everybody has their opinion, and we look at the books, and we should grow this and this, and absolutely, sometimes we take their suggestions,
yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, that's a tropical.
Not going to do well here.
Won't do well, guys. So yeah, they're part of the process, and the planning stage is fun. Like it starts with a dream, you know, like it's like, ooh, and
yeah.
You get to go wild with it from there.
You must have some book or something that has some where you – sort of have sort of a gives you a game plan of either where things are that you've planted or when they're going to come up. Or
we do a good job at keeping track of it all. You know,
how do you keep track of it all though? That's a lot of plants.
It is a lot of plants.
It's a lot of plants.
and some of it I just know up here, which is then hard to translate to other people.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't
how to explain it to you. No, it's a lot of work. There's a lot involved in just knowing what we're going to do. And some of it's always a guessing game. You know, you can plant a pack of seeds and fingers crossed. And most of the time, things start growing for us. Every once in a while, you're like, well, what happened there? And then you get to troubleshoot. And that's great for the guys because it's a whole nother learning experience about why didn't this work out for us? And same with even when we plant our plants. Each year is different. So, you know, we've had years where our tomatoes plant and we're like, what's going on with these? And you got to figure it out. And then we've had other years where our tomatoes are amazing. You know, it's always just different. Every year is different.
Yes. Yeah. That's the thing about gardening is you can't guarantee anything. But I think with the amount that we do, we're guaranteed to have some good stuff.
Yeah. We didn't even talk. We didn't even talk about just the various flowers that you have. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This year I'm excited about the double petunias. They're purple. And I just think they're super pretty.
Okay.
And also, I love the starry skies.
Oh yeah. Those are always a big hit.
Yeah. No, you've showed me those before.
Yeah, I like those.
When I come around to take pictures.
Yeah. And it's fun because even though we use the same seed, different years we plant them and you'll watch the flowers kind of do different things, or those ones look like galaxies to us. So we, you know, go into whole space talks with them. But
yeah,
it's fun just to have all the different stuff and to try different things each year. It's fun.
Do you have any questions for Alexis for your individual garden?
Let's see. So Alexis, last year I grew cucumbers and they really overtook my entire garden. Do you have any tips on something that I could do? Maybe like to make it grow upwards or something, some space saving.
Oh, what a good question.
Yeah, we will teach you a trellis.
Perfect. That's what I need, because it was amazing, but it was starting to grow. I have a planter box on my deck and it was starting to try to reach my grill that was near it. And I was like, oh, we're not going to be able to grill anymore because I can't ruin my cucumbers.
Right.
So it was spreading pretty rapidly.
Mm-hmm. And we actually have a bunch of pots that have cages on them. So you can grow your tomato just in the pot if you don't have a bunch of space. We could do some cucumbers in it. But, you know, the poinsettia pots that we have.
Yeah.
So you can grow. Recycle them?
Yeah, we recycle them and you can, you know, we have some patio varieties.
Yes. That,
if you're just going to grow the garden on your patio, we can help you out, Raven.
Raven, perfect. What a great question.
Thank you.
Thank you for your participation and playing along this morning. Again, the plant sale starts on Friday the 31st, and then Monday through Friday, the plant sale open at 750 Kings Highway from 10 to 4, Saturday 9 to 12, and then there is the garden party.
Yes.
It's garden back. Party.
It's back. It's been is this a four-year hiatus?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. We haven't had a garden party in a few years, so we're excited. The garden party is going to be April 20th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Bruce Middle is performing, and it's going to be catered by Denison's, and of course there will be beer and wine all included in your ticket price. It's going to be a good time.
You'll be able to shop the plant sale if you so choose. It's just going to be a nice, relaxing evening. We're really looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know more about our program, it's a great opportunity to just come by when things aren't as busy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll give you tours and tell you all about what we do.
See it firsthand, just to be able to walk through the greenhouses and just to see the facility there.
Yeah.
Is worth it.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So we're really looking forward to it.
You know, in some ways, you're kind of off to the side. And if you don't pay attention, you could drive by it every day and not have any idea that that's the place.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we're going to put our signs out, those big signs.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so much work to put them out, though.
You always put the signs up before the plant sale, and they are huge.
They're big signs. And the two of us.
The two of us put them together, and it is...
Oh, tell me when you're going to do it. I would like to take pictures of that.
Oh, goodness.
Just to thank you for the publicity.
People drive by and just kind of laugh at us because, you know, we're
struggling, but we get it done.
They are big things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the garden party, I know before COVID came along, this was like a, this is kind of, it's a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, a lot of hard work goes into it, but we're really excited for it. We're excited it's back. We're looking forward to continuing to improve upon it and really just get everybody back out with us.
Well, and like you say, it does give people a chance. We talk about it, but to actually go and see it and walk around, see the greenhouses and see everything and just see the facility there, that you really provide a lot for this program.
Yeah, and the garden party, we have a board of directors, and they put a lot of work into the garden party, too. So it's not just Raven and I.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a team of many.
Yeah.
They have been absolutely wonderful helping with preparing and planning all of this. I mean, we couldn't have done it without them. So we are very fortunate.
Yep. And they come up with great ideas.
Oh, yeah.
And, yep. I know the guys are excited about the dessert bars.
You
know,
yes.
Well, who wouldn't be about that?
Yep. So it should be a great evening. Bruce Middle is performing. So, you know, that's
have some fantastic entertainment, some very delicious food available, some really tasty different beers and wines. So it's going to be a fantastic time.
Yeah. Do I need tickets for this?
Yes. Tickets will be online here shortly.
Okay.
So they will
be looking for that.
RAAIHort.org.
Correct.
Okay, we'll do that, and we'll have information too on our Facebook pages.
Yes,
that will explain everything. So again, it's April 20th from 6 until 8.
Yep. Yeah.
And by April 20th, it's going to be nice and warm.
Yes,
and
it will. It's going to be a beautiful day.
It's going to be a beautiful evening for this. The sun will be out later, and it's just going to be perfect.
Perfect. 60 degrees. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And to see everything. And like you say, if you haven't made it to the plant sale, you'll be able to browse and still get some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Again, the garden party April 20th. The spring plant sale starts on March 31st. And 750 Kings Highway is the spot that you need to know. Alexis Fox and Raven Neal here this morning from Rappahannock Adult Activities. One final break, and we'll conclude this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Alexis Fox and Raven Neal here this morning from Rappahannock Adult Activities. Raven, again, the spring plant sale is the 31st, and they're good plants. That's the other thing we haven't really talked about. There are plant sales, and there are superb plant sales.
Yes.
And this is a super plant sale. They're really good stuff.
Yeah, everything is very quality, grows well. And, I mean, I remember the tomatoes and things all the vegetables I grew last year were very delicious. Mm-hmm. And I was very, very happy with everything that I purchased and everything that I was able to grow.
And you're helping the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Win-win.
Yeah,
yes.
you're getting great stuff, and you're helping the day support programs with Rappahannock Adult Activities. Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. Saturday 9 to 2 is the plant sale.
Saturday 9 to noon.
Saturday 9 to noon. Yes. Thank you. Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. Saturday 9 to noon, and then there is the garden party.
Yep. Garden party will be on April 20th, and we are so excited, looking forward to it.
And again, these both are ways to give into to help provide for the community.
Yeah.
And this is if you're looking for a way to get good plants and also to help the day support program with Rappahannock Adult Activities, here is your chance.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the garden party is going to be a great time. We're excited to have it back. It'll be a great opportunity just to come see what we do, get some plants, have a couple drinks, eat some tasty food, and enjoy the music.
After all the planting and all the coordinating and everything, I guess you can see the end in sight as far as the end as far as starting to sell things, but...
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like because we're still growing and doing, even when the sale starts, like
it never really ends.
Still, you know, and then it begins the, you know, because people will come up, we'll talk plants. And any, you know, I write all of that down, or at least I try to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's, even as the plant sale is going this year, the conversations we have with other people, the thought process for next year is always there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And there are openings, lots of openings, yep. Some openings with Rappahannock Adult Activities. And Raven, what, contact the Community Services Board if yep. you're interested.
Yep. If you go onto the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board website, you will be able to see all of the job openings that we have, not just in our department, but in other departments as well, including our residential program, where the guys that we support at our day support, a lot of them live in our residential program. So if, you know, you are looking for a kind of a rotating schedule, that is a great place to be able to apply to.
Or if you don't want to work daytime, yes. you know, that's a great yeah. place to apply mm-hmm. if your availability isn't during the day. Yep, and so many other programs from the Community Services Board that are looking for people. Sunshine Lady House, there's...
Yep, some of our mental health programs. The early intervention program. So really going on there, check out all of the different things that are available, all of the different job listings, and chances are you're going to find something that speaks to you.
Mm-hmm. Again, the spring plant sale begins on the 31st, Monday through Fridays, 10 to 4, Saturday 9 to noon, and the garden party is April the 20th from 6 until 8. Raven Neal and Alexis Fox, thank you both. Thank you both for what you do in the community.
Thank you for having us, Ted.
Yes.
Because this is great talk and just so much good stuff in the community and what you're doing in this plant sale. Don't miss it.
Thank That's you right. so much.
Do not miss it. Thanks for seeing you. We'll see you again soon. Thanks.
All right. Okay.
That is it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.